Hi, this is Webcamps TV, and I'm your host, Brady Gaster. And today I'm going to be talking to Dan Roth, who is a senior program manager for the Web Platform and Tools team. Is that right?
That's right.
Awesome. And he's going to be introducing us to the brand new ASP.NET Web API. We're going to start to talk about that so you can learn how to build your own web APIs with ASP.NET. With that, I'll turn it over to Daniel, let him get started.
That's right. So this is a brand new framework. It just shipped with MVC 4 beta. We just shipped the MVC 4 beta. So if you don't have it already, you should go to the ASP.NET website and download it and install it and start using it. For our web API, we actually have a new landing page. So you can go to ASP.NET WAC web-API.
Nice.
And that'll get you all the videos, tutorials, and content, a lot more than I'll be able to show you here, so you can get up and running.
Awesome.
ASP.NET Web API, it's a new framework for building and consuming web APIs. What's a web API? Web API is a simple HTTP service.
Cool.
So generally not SOAP.
Right.
They're generally services where you want to use HTTP as your application layer
right.
protocol.
Okay.
So let me go ahead and show you one. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to open up Visual Studio. And what we've done here, a little history.
Mm-hmm.
You may be familiar with the WCF efforts
right.
around REST and around web API frameworks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Most recently, the WCF team had been working on WCF web API. And ASP.NET web API really evolved out of that effort. The WCF teams and the ASP.NET teams actually have been merged together.
Awesome.
We're all one big happy team. And we decided that having multiple ways of creating web APIs just was confusing for customers
mm-hmm.
and that we could do better than that. So we took the best web API features from WCF web API and the best features from MVC, and we merged them together.
Awesome.
And that's where ASP.NET Web API came from.
If you were programming with the WCF Web API prior to this release, is there going to be a lot of changes? We can get into that later on.
There are a fair number of changes.
Okay.
It's not going to be a straightforward. You can just continue to run your code exactly as is, but there are also a lot of great new features that are coming
nice.
Along that those changes really enable.
Let's get started and take a look at it.
Great. So let me show you. So I'll do a file new project. And like I said, we've really tried to integrate with the MVC experience. So what I'm going to do is actually create MVC 4 web application. This is using the new beta bits. And when I do that, it's going to bring me the new MVC 4 project wizard. And you'll see that we actually have a new web API project template here that you can use to just get up and running really fast. This will pull in all of our NuGet packages and set everything up so that you actually have a running web API from the start.
Hmm.
We are up on NuGet, so you mm-hmm. can just also get our NuGet packages and use them from a vanilla web application project.
Awesome.
We're not tied to MVC. You don't have to use web API from MVC. You can, of course, create like a web forms app
right.
and create a web API from within that as well.
So but I could create a web forms app, pull it in, and use it.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
I'm just doing it. We integrated with MVC just because the architectures are similar enough, and we think there's enough synergy there that it made sense to plug into the tooling.
Excellent.
So when I create this, what's going to happen is it's going to set up the project for me, and I'm going to get a simple web API controller out of the box. This will be one of the changes that you'll see if you're used to WCF. WCF, you would say service. Well,
right.
with Web API, we now say controller because we've integrated with MVC. But the concepts are very, very similar.
Awesome.
You have a type that implements your service functionality.
Awesome.
You'll notice that I have a values controller here, and it derives from API controller. So that's how you get started. That's how you plug in to our dispatcher.
So API controller is kind of the base controller for the, okay.
That's right.
Good
and this is different than the MVC controller.
Mm-hmm.
It's a controller specifically for the scenarios where you want to create web APIs.
Awesome.
And you'll notice here that on my controller, I have a bunch of actions. Another difference, we call them actions now instead of operations,
mm-hmm.
but again,
mm-hmm.
very similar concept.
Mm-hmm.
And here I have actions that are tied to the HTTP methods, the things that you would expect to do when you're using HTTP as an application protocol. Like I want to get something, I want to post something, I want to put something or delete something. These
mm-hmm.
are your normal CRUD operations. In Web API, unlike MVC, where the actions typically come from the URI, like
mm-hmm.
you have a do something action
mm-hmm.
and it shows up in your URI and you're pulling it out of the URI to call that method,
mm-hmm.
with Web API, your actions literally are the HTTP method. So we're dispatching based off of the HTTP method.
Awesome.
And we do it by a nice convention here. If you send a GET request, we'll call your GET action. We just look for a method that's prefixed with the HP method name. So there's very little attribute noise in the programming model. It's very, very clean.
It feels a lot more restful than the previous models.
Yeah, this programming model is intended to feel resource-centric by default. We don't force you down that route. We do actually support the MVC-style action-based dispatch if you want to use it.
Right.
If you do put an action variable, we'll honor it. But by default, the action variable is not included in the default route. I'll show you that quickly.
Cool.
If we look at the global ASAX, here you see there are two routes actually set up in this application.
Mm-hmm.
There's the standard MVC route, which has controller action ID, mm-hmm. just like you would expect. And here's the web API one. It's using a new extension method, map HP route, and here it's just controller ID. And we add a little API prefix just so that the mm-hmm. two sets of routes mm-hmm. don't collide. So there's no action by default, but if I add one, we'll honor it. That'll work.
Awesome.
So great new feature from ASP.NET Web API. When you're defining your resource space and your identities for your resources, you can now use full ASP.NET routing. Whereas with WCF Web API, you were using URI templates and you had a static base address. You didn't have a control. You couldn't add parameters. You couldn't add default route values. You couldn't use routing constraints. Mm-hmm. You can use all those things with ASP.NET Web API. All right, so when I F5, I get a simple little home controller piece of HTML that directs me to the new landing page, points me to some tutorials and videos so I can get up and running.
Mm-hmm.
But what I really want to do is hit that web API. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to fire up IE's integrated debugger, and I'm going to start network capture so you can see the traffic. And I'm going to go to that values controller. And what's the address? What is the URI of that values controller? Well, it's just like MVC. We use the name of the controller and take the controller variable and append controller to it.
Please.
So
okay.
It's values controller, therefore it's API WAC values.
Excellent.
So I'll send a request there, and I get it back at 200 OK. And you can see in the response body, there's my JSON that's getting returned from the web API.
Excellent.
So that's pretty simple. Yeah.
Cool. Awesome.
We can do more fancy things. Like that was just get.
Let's get.
Let's do post and delete other operations. To do that, what I'm going to do is I'm going to jump actually out of this simple little web app and go to something I've already built. I'm going to show you a contact manager.
Mm-hmm.
This is a little app that actually manages a list of contacts. You may have seen this before based off of WCF Web API bits. I'm now going to show you based off of the new ASP.NET Web API bits.
Cool. So you've taken the sample and kind of brought it up to speed?
Yeah.
Excellent. Yep. Excellent.
So here it's just a simple UI. This UI is literally just a static piece of HTML, and it's grabbing some JSON from the backend Web API and binding it to the UI. So there's no server-side rendering of this UI happening here. And just to show you what this thing can do, I can post a new contact to the contacts, even if there's...
Mm-hmm.
I already had done one before. Let me remove them both so you don't... You can see that I actually am adding a new one. Yeah, so there's a new one.
Nice.
I can remove contacts, as you just saw. And I can get them, of course, because that's what you're
saying. Right,
cool. So how is that being implemented? Let me go to the contacts controller. Again, it's a controller that derives from API controller, just like you saw before. And I have my get and post operations in this case. I have a second controller over here for getting individual contacts. And also updating individual contacts is supported by this API.
Exciting.
Let's go a little bit deeper into what post looks like. One of the things you really want out of web API is a first-class HTTP programming model.
Right.
With WCF, you could get access to the HTTP, mm-hmm. but it was often abstracted away because WCF was all about supporting multiple transports.
Right.
In a generic fashion. Well, that's not what Web API is about. Web API is all about HTTP.
Mm-hmm.
So with Web API, I can get first-class access to the HTTP request and the HTTP response. And what we've actually done is we've taken the brand new HTTP programming model mm-hmm. in 4.5, the HTTP client, which is a nice, strongly typed, message-based programming model for sending and receiving HTTP messages.
Mm-hmm.
And we've taken that and supported it symmetrically on the server. So the same programming model you use on the client in C# to consume web APIs, mm-hmm. you can now use on the server.
Fantastic.
And you can see that here. Here I'm creating a new HTTP response message So I have full control over the response. I can set headers, I can specify status codes. Here I'm posting a new contact, so I'm creating a new one,
right.
And I'm setting the right status code, HP status code created. That's a 201 instead of a vanilla 200.
Mm-hmm.
I also have full access to the headers. When you usually create a new resource, usually you specify a location header to say, here's where the new resource is.
Mm-hmm.
And I have strongly tied full access to the headers collection. You notice that this is a URI. It's not just some random string that I'm keying into with strings.
Yeah.
It's very convenient. Here's the request. This property on API controller gives me full access to request message, so I can get access to the request URI, the host, all of its headers, its entire body.
Nice.
So that's how the post was actually being handled. So
fantastic.
Full access to HTTP on the server.
Awesome.
Now, if you're doing HTTP, HTTP is also all about formats.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The request and response can have, you know, any format. It's not just XML. It's not just JSON. It could be images. It could be binary.
Mm-hmm.
It could be atom feeds. And we wanted to have a really rich story for supporting not just a couple formats, but any format you wanted, and also to allow the client to request the formats that it wants based off of HTTP content negotiation.
Wow. So the client can actually say, give me X back, and it'll hand it back to you the right way.
Exactly.
Fantastic.
The client can say, I really would prefer XML, but if you don't have it, maybe JSON.
Wow.
You can do all those type of things.
Fantastic.
It's a very rich algorithm. And in ASP.NET Web API, we have full support for content negotiation.
Fantastic.
So let me go use Contact Manager here to look at the contacts resource. And let's request it over XML. So there, I just got it over XML.
Fantastic.
I can also get it over JSON. Now, JSON, fortunately, doesn't render directly in IE as conveniently as XML does. But I can show you it in the debugger. Let's get JSON. So I got 200 OK. You can see that the response body is actually now JSON.
Wow.
So that's nice. But we're not just limited to XML and JSON. Let's say I want to get an individual contact, and I want an image representation of that person, right?
Like,
like I want a picture of Dan when I go to the Dan resource. So what we can do is let's go to contact number 2. I'll show you it in XML. So there's Howard represented in XML. But now I'd like him represented in PNG. So there's an image representation of Howard. And these are all plugged in as custom formatters. And you can write your own. Actually, this PNG formatter is a custom formatter that our good friend Glenn Block actually wrote originally for us. I'll show you that quickly.
Fantastic.
Formatter is a very simple abstraction. It's got a read and write to methods that you can map an object to a stream or get an object out of a stream, and that's all you've got to do.
Mm-hmm.
So very easy to plug into. So great support
for
formats.
So it's an extensible model,
yeah,
which is fantastic.
Very extensible.
Wow.
It's very lightweight, very easy to plug in new support for formats. And when you plug one in, it automatically plugs into our content negotiation infrastructure.
Wow. So if I have a client that comes to me and says, I really want to get a CSV file back, I could write my own implementation and just regurgitate text.
And it's super easy.
Wow. That's fantastic. Fantastic.
So that's formats.
Okay.
The next thing I want to show was queries. So here's, let's go look at that XML representation of all the contacts.
Right.
Now, sometimes I want to get like maybe just the top two, you know, the first two of those. We support the OData syntax for doing queries. And it's supported out of the box regardless of the format. OData, OData also has a format representation for the using Atom, or they have a JSON format as well for representing a set of entities. We've taken the query support in OData and decoupled it from the format, and you can now use OData query syntax over any format you want.
Wow.
Like I'm doing it over vanilla XML here, and I'm going to say I want the first two. So there's the first two.
Awesome.
I can also say, you know, I want the two, but I want you to skip one. So that got me 2 and 3 instead of 1 and 2.
Nice.
So you have full OData query support. The way I enabled that in my program model, if I go back to my contacts controller, you notice that the get method, instead of returning just enumerable of contact, it's now returning iQueryable.
So you just get everything from the OData.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So there's just some of the awesome features in ASP.NET Web API.
It's very exciting.
Full support for routing. We have a MVC-style architecture and dispatcher.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You get great first-class support for HTTP.
Wonderful.
And it's in the MVC 4 beta.
Wonderful. Well, I really appreciate you showing this to us today. Again, you can go download this. You want to show us a link where we can download this?
Oh, yeah.
One more time?
So go to www.asp.net/WAC/WebAPI.
Awesome.
This is the page.
And you can download this without downloading the other bits. You can just get this all on its own, or you have to do the MVC 4.
It's part of the MVC 4 install. If you want to just get the ASP.NET bits, go to nuget.org and download the ASP.NET Web API package, and that'll just get you the Web API assemblies.
So this is all well and good, and I really like this, but I really enjoyed the WCF REST stuff that I was doing, and I really like the fact that I could do self-hosting with WCF. Does that mean we're going to lose that functionality?
No, not at all. Actually, what we've done is we've taken the ASP.NET Web API, and we've preserved the ability to self-host with the new stack as well, so you can do exactly the same thing. And in fact, all the great features that you just saw, routing, using the controllers, action-based dispatch, they all work in self-host. It's a symmetric model. Let me show you that quickly. Here I have just a simple console application. There's no ASP.NET IIS in this particular app. And all I'm going to do is I'm going to set up a simple little Hello World web API. Here's my controller in this case. Mm-hmm. Really simple. Just got a get, and it's going to return Hello World as a string. Mm-hmm. But notice the same programming model. I'm not doing anything differently there. Mm-hmm. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to create a self-host HP server. So I'm going to set up my configuration. So I've got a new HP self-host configuration instance. And I do need to tell the system where to listen for the HP requests. Mm-hmm. But then I'm going to use full routing. So this is ASP.NET routing working within a self-host application. We've taken ASP.NET routing and decoupled it from system.web so that we can use it even in self-host.
Wow.
Then I'm going to new up the server and open it. So I'm now listening for requests. And then here's that new HTTP client I mentioned earlier, the new modern one. This ships in 4.5, but we also backported it so that it works on .NET 4. So you can use the same HTTP client on 4 and 4.5.
Nice.
In fact, everything in ASP.NET Web API works on .NET 4.
Nice.
And I'm going to send a simple little GET request to the Web API, get the Hello World string, and display it. Let me show you that working. So I'm running the app. I'm actually hitting my controller. F5, there's Hello World, just to prove that this is actually doing full HTTP. I'm going to do it in the browser. I think that's right. There, I hit my controller again. F5. I'm going to get some string. Of course, I can't display just a raw string in IE, but it'll pull up in Notepad
eventually.
Exactly.
So for all of us that have had problems over the years doing configuration issues with WCF, just to get a REST service, they don't have that problem.
Oh yeah, config Web API is really simple. There's no pointy angle brackets that you can get cut on. It's all an in-memory imperative configuration model. Simple, lightweight. It uses the service locator pattern from MVC, so it's really easy to inject stuff into the system, so it's nice and testable.
Well, thank you so much. I hope you guys enjoyed this. We'll be taking a deeper look at this with Howard Yerking over the next few weeks, especially when we evolve. So hopefully we'll have some more interesting stuff to show you. And appreciate your time, Dan. It's awesome.
No problem. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Take care.